You're listening to the Slow Brew Sunday podcast, the show that encourages you to take things slow, one cup at a time. I'm your host, Jules Acree, and I'm here to help you ease into your week with your Sunday cup of encouragement, intentional shifts, and mindful productivity tips. So grab your favorite mug, take a deep breath, and let's slow brew together. Hello, friends. Welcome back. Today, we're going to have a very serious chat about books, burnout, and dragons. This episode is all about the importance of giving our brains a much-needed break and embracing the pure joy of doing things just for fun. I've been thinking a lot about this. Reading became the least expected hobby for me this year, especially after burning out from self-help books. So even if you don't consider yourself a bookworm, trust me, there is something for everyone here. And who knows, maybe you might find yourself diving headfirst into a fantasy book after our chat. I would love that, and I would love to chat more about it if you do, because personally, I have to say the fantasy romance genre has totally swept me off my feet and rekindled my love for reading. Also, this episode is in celebration of Iron Flame by Rebecca Yarros that just came out this week. So good. So this will be a bit of a bookish episode. Grab a cozy drink and get ready for a dose of delightful escapism. All right, so first I want to dive into burnout. For many years, I was solely focused on reading self-help books, constantly striving for personal growth. But naturally, I reached a point of book burnout, and the idea of reading became so unenjoyable, I couldn't bring myself to finish any of the books I started. And I would start a lot. You know, there would be books that I would see on shelves or books that were recommended to me that sounded really interesting, and I genuinely wanted to read them. But even if I would buy the book and sit down for an hour to read it, that momentum would just fizzle out and I wouldn't continue reading it. I would just continue to let it sit on my shelf unfinished. I tried using different apps to get the highlights and takeaways of different books, and that's all well and good. Actually, I think there is definitely a time and a place for apps like that, and I really enjoy them. But for me, there was still something missing that wasn't filling the gap, because I was missing the enjoyment of getting lost in a book, and I couldn't remember the last time I truly felt lost in a book, and I was really, really wanting that and craving it. I had this belief that reading had to be quote-unquote productive and that I had to be learning something for it to be worth my time. Have you felt this way? Do you feel this way? I have a hard time believing I'm the only one who is or was stuck in this loop. So if this relates at all, then keep listening. So I found myself trapped in this all-or-nothing mindset when it came to reading. And ironically, this mindset contradicts everything I stand for on my platforms. If you follow me, then you know this. I always emphasize the importance of rest and self-care. However, for many years, I failed to follow my own advice, which I think a lot of us struggle with, following our own advice. We're really good at listening to our friends and our community's problems and helping give them an outside perspective. And we probably know what's good for us too, but we just have a hard time following through when it comes to our own needs. So with all that, I simply stopped reading altogether. To be fair, reading isn't the only way to unwind and find rest. I definitely love getting lost in a K-drama, and I have plenty of other self-care tools that I've reached for over the years that I quite enjoy, but I just couldn't shake off this nagging guilt of not being a reader. And I would hear friends and different people talking about the books they're reading, and I just felt like I was letting myself down. I felt like a part of me was missing, especially since when I was younger, I was a total bookworm. I really enjoyed reading and finding out when a new book from a series I was reading was coming out. I remember being really obsessed with the House of Night series. So I've always really enjoyed fantasy fiction as a kid. But at some point, I don't know, I think I just got caught up in work and life and just trying to make the most of my time from a productivity standpoint, that I wasn't allowing myself to dive into that escapism that I once enjoyed. By the end of last year, I had kind of this realization of, duh, you need this balance in order to show up in all the different areas of your life. And if you are feeling called to read a book, but you just haven't been able to make the time to do it, and if nonfiction and self-help books were actually the barrier to entry, then take your own advice and eliminate that. Make it easy. I set a goal to just read fiction for this year, 2023, and I set a goal to read 4 books. I know that's not a lot for most people, but considering I wasn't reading or finishing anything at all, I wanted to set a goal that felt attainable to me. I started off slow, taking my time to finish one fiction book in January. It was called Yoke, and that I really enjoyed, but then it fizzled out and I didn't pick up another book after that. Again, that was January, and then the months went on, I got back into the flow of work, and then next thing you know, it was July. And in July, in these summer months, I was going through a really tough time, and I was feeling this desire to reconnect with things that younger me would enjoy. And so I woke up one day and I had this really strong urge to dust off and recharge my long-forgotten Kindle. So I did. I whipped out my Kindle, plugged it in, and I reached out to my friends and my community, you guys, and I asked for book recommendations that could hook me in the way Twilight did. And you all came through. Fourth Wing by Rebecca Yarros was the first book I picked up from your all's recommendation. And that, my friends, was the gateway to me and what is now my Kindle era. And while, of course, yes, it is the incredible stories that have really reeled me in, but I also think having a Kindle makes it so much easier for me to pick up and start reading wherever I am. And especially at night when I'm in my bed, that's typically when I like to read. I think there's just something about being able to lay on my back and read my Kindle on a tablet rather than having to like hold a giant book. Because some of the books I'm reading are like 700 pages and it's not always the most comfortable when you're in your bed. So I have been buying physical books of books that I want to reread or really enjoyed and want to just keep a physical copy of, but I really think the Kindle is what's helping me read so quickly. And my husband also can attest to that because he is also on his own reading journey. He's reading a bunch of sci-fi fiction books, which is really exciting for both of us to just be on this journey together. Since reading Fourth Wing in July, I have devoured 18 books and counting. I'm reading about 3 to 4 books every month, and for me, as someone who literally couldn't finish a book for several years, that's huge. I'm really proud of myself. It's been a really enjoyable time. After rediscovering my love for reading through the fantasy genre, it's reignited my desire to read again. Alongside all of my fantasy reads, I've also made space for self-help books again and memoirs. So I'm finding a really nice balance between pure escapism and my desire for learning and personal growth. Because of the joy and rest I've been giving back to myself, I have felt a renewed sense of focus and enthusiasm in my daily life. It's also been really nice bonding over books with my friends and even meeting up to read together, doing something that I would have done at home on my own, but getting to read together is like a new kind of introvert loving community aspect. And I didn't expect for that to be a highlight of my year, but I've really, really enjoyed those wholesome gatherings. It's been so much fun. So I suppose my point in sharing all of this is that sometimes it takes a complete palate cleanser to reset and rekindle your love for a hobby you once enjoyed. And if you find yourself in a similar situation, feeling burnt out, here's a reminder that personal growth doesn't just look like self-help books, coaching, online courses. Sometimes it looks like some badass dragons with magical powers in a super spicy romance. Personal growth is personal, and you can still enjoy building healthy habits and up-leveling your productivity while also having really enjoyable hobbies and things you love outside of your quote-unquote productive life. But if we've learned anything at all, pouring back into your self-care, your rest, your desire for play, exploration, curiosity, and joy, that is also productive. Anything that feeds back into your well-being, no matter what category it falls into, if you are enjoying something, if you are relieving stress, if you are getting to connect with people over something really fun, over shared interests, that is all part of your wheel of life. And shameless plug, if you want to see a visual representation of the different areas of your life and your well-being, we have this exercise in our Vision OS journal by my shop, The Home Bodies. In Vision OS, we do a quarterly life audit where we go through different categories of your life, from your mental well-being, home, career, finances, physical well-being, personal growth, recreation, relationships, and you can visually see how you're feeling in each of these areas. It's a really fun exercise. Also, be sure to tune into my YouTube channel because every year we do an end of year challenge, and this challenge begins the first Friday of December. So we will go through, do a life audit, vision board, and do all these exercises together. I think it's really fun to go through these prompts as community so we can head into the new year feeling a lot more aligned and purposeful with where we want to go. Now I want to bring it back to you. Take a moment to reflect on your own life. Is there a hobby or an activity that used to bring you joy, but you've let it kind of slip away? Maybe it's reading, like in my case, or perhaps something completely different. Whatever it may be, I encourage you to consider giving yourself permission to revisit that hobby. If there's any barriers to entry, how can you mitigate that? How can you simplify it? And how can you rekindle that joy and find your way back to it? And to reiterate, personal growth doesn't always have to be about self-help books and constant improvement. Sometimes it's about finding pure enjoyment and delight in the things that we do just for fun. It's actually a large part of it, in my opinion. It's about embracing the pleasure of dreaming, creativity, escapism, allowing ourselves to be transported to new worlds, whether through books, art, music, or any other creative outlet. So, my friends, I invite you to explore what truly brings you joy and fulfillment, and when you find it, make the time and space for it in your life. Give yourself permission to indulge in the simple pleasure of doing something purely for the sake of enjoyment. No need to monetize it, make a business out of it. I tend to try to do that a lot of times, and it's a constant reminder to myself. And if you're in the market for a new read, definitely check out Fourth Wing, check out Iron Flame. And then after you finish reading those books, if you haven't read it yet, dive into the ACOTAR series by Sarah J. Maas, A Court of Thorns and Roses, because I love that series even more than Fourth Wing, which, oops, some people might disagree with me. I am really close to finishing Iron Flame. And after I finish that, I'm going to continue reading the Throne of Glass series by Sarah J. Maas. I'm on the fourth book in the Throne of Glass series. I'm pretty much committed at this point to reading the entire Sarah J. Maas universe, and that I will. In addition to that, I am also reading A Ballad of Songbirds and Snakes, which is the prequel to The Hunger Games, because that movie's coming out soon, and I definitely want to read the book before watching the movie. I read all of The Hunger Games books a long, long time ago, so it's really fun to be diving into the prequel because it's given me a completely different perspective. And that's all I'll say. I don't want to spoil anything. That is all I've got for today's episode. I would love to hear how you're enjoying the podcast so far. And also, if you're not already subscribed to our Slow Brew Sunday newsletter, this is the companion podcast for that newsletter. But our newsletter is the real bread and butter, and I love it so much. If you're down to join a community of 80,000 subscribers and get weekly letters in your inbox every Sunday from me, then be sure to sign up. I've got the link in the show notes. Thanks again for tuning in for another episode. I hope you'll continue to tune in. And if you really like this episode, be sure to rate it, pass it along to your friends, spread the words, tag me on social media @JulesEcree. I appreciate you being here, and I'll see you all in the next one. Bye, friends.